It's time for the locals to take over. 94.3 Kilo's Loud and Local, where locals get their chance to rock the airwaves. Loud and Local with Sid Black on the Rock Station. 94.3 Kilo.
Yes, every Monday night, local bands, they show up on these Kilo airwaves. You too can partake in Loud and Local. Just MP3s, contact info, band pick a logo. Best bet, just go to Loud and Local main page banner at kilo943.com. Opportunity to submit at the bottom of that page. That's what you did, right, guys? You submitted at the bottom of Loud and Local, kilo943.com.
Many
did
times.
You, did you follow the proper channels to get on Kilo's Loud and Local?
Yes, we did.
Wasn't just beers and handshakes. Yeah, we'll see you that Monday. Dirty Kings taking over the Kilo studio here today. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It hasn't been too terribly long. What? Last time around? Do you want to play this game right now? The memory game?
At least a couple years.
Since the last record came out. You got a new record, promptly titled 3. Well done. Is this like your Zeppelin 3?
There you go.
Did you ever kick around and just say, hey, maybe we should just call it Zeppelin 3?
Is that too far sideways?
To just name your upcoming records just other classic records? I don't know if there's any legality in play there, but talk up this third record. I know it's taken a little bit. I'm sure there's many things that are involved when it comes to making records, but talk up the years that rolled into Dirty Kings 3.
Well, we took our time writing just because it took that long.
Yeah.
You know, I think in regards to the last record, Crown Jewel, we were a bit more, we just let it flow a little bit more instead of like thinking we need to write this kind of a song or let's make sure we write a fast one and a slow one. We just took all the ideas that all the guys came up with and, you know, fleshed them out.
Yeah.
Worked them into, if they didn't sound like Dirty Kings, we made it our song anyway.
Yeah.
So I think this record is really a lot broader than everything we've done in the past. It's more melodic, especially vocally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty aggressive with a couple of songs too. So I think we kind of went further in both directions.
And one of the perks of being independent is you have time. Right? I mean, the industry will kind of work at you at some point where it's like, now, please, give it to us now. Oh, we don't like this, so do this, but you guys, it's all in your hands.
We were definitely not rushing anything. We were just, like Andrew said, taking the songs. Once someone brought something in, we would just work on them until we got them right. And then, you know, Andrew would do his thing with the vocals and the lyrics and stuff. And it just came together. It was a little bit of a slow process, but, you know, it's... We have time.
Yeah, exactly. You know. that is out and available everywhere, right? That came out last Friday.
Last Friday, yes. Yep, absolutely. Streaming everywhere. We've got vinyl copies. We've got CD copies for sale, of course, this Friday at the Black Sheep for the record release show with Letters from the Sun and Death Ride. So we put together a great bill, a little bit of everything. No band sounds like each other.
Yeah, great mix for sure.
Yeah, and all veteran bands, all Kilo bands.
Yeah.
And bands that release their own music. That's important to us because, you know, anybody can be in a band, but do you put the time out and do you put the time in and invest in yourselves to actually record and release music? That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great lineup. That will be Friday at the Black Sheep. Let's get into it. The openers for Friday. Let's start things off. Letters from the Sun. It is December. More with Dirty Kings live. Kilo Studio, Loud and Local. It's right here at Kilo.
like the gods will. You know your days are numbered, but you forgot to count them.
Digging. Yeah!
Death Ride, War Torn, next stop for them. CD release show for Dirty Kings coming up Friday at the Black Sheep. You made it a point that you wanted bands that just weren't like you guys, right? I mean, it's always good to get an eclectic feel when you go into a rock show. This one definitely hits for a Friday night, yeah?
Absolutely.
It's a long time. I mean, obviously all the bands that are going to be there Friday have been playing in town for quite some time. So we got a packed house, right? We're planning on a packed house.
We're hoping so. Get your ticket if you don't have it.
Friday night. Your record will be on sale officially, yeah? I know it's officially on sale, but you'll have copies, physical copies on the table.
We'll have vinyl and have CDs.
Nice.
And new shirts and stickers. And lots of merch.
By the way, the merch this time around, not merch, but the new the imagery for the cover art is killer, man.
Thank you.
I thought Crown Jewel was great. Who did this one?
Our friend Tad Ledger. He's a pro.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had another artist kind of in mind, and you know, we started having a second guesses about him, and Tad had just happened to reach out to us around that time and said, hey, I've got some time if you've got some work. And within 4 or 5 days of presenting our initial idea for the cover, we had like a finished version.
True pro.
So he just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't be more happy with the artwork.
It's a lot of facial hair on these skeletons. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it makes all the sense in the world. It's amazing. That coming off Dirty Kings 3 record out and available now. CD release show coming up at the Sheep on Friday. What would you say you're most proud of when it comes to this record? You had some time to make it. I'm sure you guys butted heads time and time again. Maybe, maybe not. But a lot goes into releasing a record. A lot goes in when you have your own time to put a whole thing together like this. What would you say you're at the end of it all, with the complete record in front of you, that you're most proud of with this one, Dirty Kings 3?
Absolutely. I think the whole process over the span of writing and by the time that we got to the studio, I just think everybody was, really pulling out a lot of things creatively.
Sure.
Inside. And we, I think, as a whole, wanted to make something that was bigger, something that was louder, mm-hmm. something that was more bombastic, you know, that the performances were 10 times what Crown Jewel was. We
sure.
just kind of wanted to push ourselves comfortably, you know, in an artistic way, to really, really, I think, exemplify what Dirty Kings is live.
Sure.
You know, try to capture more of that energy that we are and that we had become as a band over the years.
Yeah, and I don't fully know, but I just assume that you guys are very much garage bands. Everything that's written is within the walls that you're always in. Every idea is kicked around time and time again. I mean, it starts first and foremost with the five of you in the same room that you're always in, right?
Yeah, we don't leave any stone unturned. We don't leave any idea off the table. Everything mm-hmm. is on the table, you know, everything that anybody has to offer and bring. And that's what I think really makes us such a great eclectic unit together.
Yeah. Is there a start? Is there something like, it's like, oh, like, John, you play something. It's like, oh, yeah, no, that's something. Let's work with it. Does it got to go from there?
Yeah, John would come in and say, hey, I have this riff.
Sure.
Or Diggler would say, I have this riff, or someone has a riff.
Is there more nose? I mean, be honest, like, do you get to a point where, like, that's not really going to work?
I tell you, I think we did that more before with Crown Jewel.
Sure.
I think if something wasn't quite right from the start, we'd either just kick it out mm-hmm. and do something else. But we did not really say no to anything this time around.
Right. Do you take that personal? If you guys bring something, like, honestly, if you bring something in, they're like, you're like, I love this. This is fantastic. I've been kicking around in my brain. Like, and then they're just like, nah, that's not going to work. I mean, is that a kick? Is that a kick down a little bit?
That usually doesn't happen with us. You know, we're usually all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone brings in a riff or a song idea, we'll kick it around a little bit too. Now, if it doesn't work, we can all kind of, okay, well, that might not be.
That's the beat to Funky Town, dude. Get it the hell out of here.
Well, you know, there is a lot of, that kind of sounds like this, or that kind of sounds like that.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, we have our influences, And we don't try to be like somebody else.
Yeah.
But you can tell our influences when you listen to our records.
For sure.
You know. And yeah. We're not going to hide our influences.
Yeah. But that being said, we're talking two Dirty Kings. Let's hear some Dirty Kings, huh?
Of course,
ahead of Friday's show, CD release for Dirty Kings 3. It's the track you've heard on Loud and Local. It's Out of Line right here at Kilo.
Submit MP3s and contact info to Sid, S-I-D, at Kilo943.com. Loud and local on the Rock Station, 94.3 Kilo.
done. Just play and rewind. Try to make sense. Need to move forward. But it's coming around. Don't ask twice for my approval. I'll just let you down. Confusion, hard to see what's true. Come to a sense, bend to the center. Leave no one behind. Sense of the man, worship the mother. Right now is the time. Well, it stands to reason that every season we swallow our tail. We can reach for the stars, but in the end, we slip and we fail. I feel classified. We've been cast aside.
For 3 kilos, Loud and Local, Dirty Kings, and Swallowtail, of course, coming off of Dirty Kings 3 record outs worldwide. Now you guys got your work ahead of you there, Andrew. You got you guys are playing shows all across the state, including are. not to include Friday's show, which kind of kick it all off for you guys, right?
Yep, the record release show at the Black Sheep, of course, Friday. Friday, July 3rd, we're up in Denver at Black Sky Brewery. We played there before. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Friday, July 17th, we're at Thrasher's here in town with Tongue Action and Luna Soul, great band from Denver. Nice. The night after that, we go back up to Denver at Bar 404 with Luna Soul and a couple other bands. And this, we just got word just a few days ago that we got the support slot for LA Guns at the Black Sheep on July 28th. This will be the second time we've played with them there.
Awesome.
July 31st, we go down to Pueblo to Blowback Gallery with Hell's Circus and our bros in Lambed.
Yeah.
Peak 31, Saturday, August 8th, and then back to Sunshine Studios Sunday, August 16th with Texas Hippie Coalition, which is the third time
we played with them.
So we've got a lot lined up, yeah.
Busy, busy. Does it feel good to... Have you played this new material live? I mean...
Most of it.
Since the record's been out?
Yep. And we're playing the whole record Friday night. Not necessarily in order.
Sure, sure.
But we're playing all the songs.
Yeah, it's so good to get that out there too, right?
Oh, man.
Very excited.
Oh, yeah. You said it all in the, man. It is about damn time. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in, man. You guys are always a mainstay here on these airwaves, that's for sure. Good to see a brand new record. And you guys so excited and really reinvigorated with this new material, too. It's great to see.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Always, man. People, I don't think, appreciate what you do. So we are always very thankful that we get a chance to come up here.
Absolutely.
And we'll come back and play acoustic again soon.
And we will we'll get that on the calendar. Dirty Kings, Friday, record release show for Dirty Kings 3, Death Ride, and Letters from the Sun. Find the guys. Obviously, tickets still available. They can get them from you. Get them at the box office, all that.
Either way.
Yep, yep.
Awesome. Best place to track you down, socials and webs as well, right?
That's right.
All right. Dirty Kings, well done. Round of applause. What do you think, Sam? Good job.
What do you think, Sam?
I think Sam's saying, wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up. It's time to get out of here. Well done, guys. We'll catch you up Friday, all right?
Thanks, brother.
Dirty Kings, Loud and Local on the Rock Station, 94.3 Kilo.
Loud and Local, where the locals get their chance to rock on 94.3 Kilo.